I'm David Brancaccio. Over the weekend, there was confirmation that a deal has been reached to avoid a funding lapse that would cause the federal government to shut down this fall. But Congress has additional fish to fry. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
There are two big things Congress needs to get done this fall. First,
they need to work to make sure that the government does not shut down at the end of September.
That means funding the government, says Tamara Fusile at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
But then they also urgently need to address the coronavirus health and economic pandemic that we're seeing and need to work on a relief package to help struggling households and businesses.
The November election is looming over all of this. Neither party wants a shutdown that will make it look like they can't govern effectively. But there's also not much incentive to compromise in this political environment. Ravi Perry teaches political science at Howard University.
All of these issues are conflating, and what they all signal is that ultimately Congress is essentially paralyzed until the election.
And depending on how the election turns out, maybe even afterwards. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.